Hey there, welcome to another Truth Talk. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Before we get into today's topic, dealing with disappointment, I would love to read you a review on iTunes from Marie. Marie Mendez 89 says, Jessica, I love your podcast. Every episode I've listened to so far is filled with so much wisdom, love, and truth. I love that you point us back to God and His truth. For so long, I believed the lies in my life and just settled. I can relate to several topics that you talk about. There's a comfort knowing I am not alone, and I too can work through my struggle and come out on the other side. I recently got your book, Know Your Worth, and it has brought me so much hope and bringing me back to God. I can't wait to read the other two books. Much love, Marie. Marie, thank you so much for leaving this kind and sweet review. Be sure to leave me a message over on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. I would love to connect with you. And if you have been listening to the podcast for any length of time, or if this is your first episode and it encouraged you, I would love for you to also leave a rating and review. It helps the podcast get seen, and really most importantly, just for the truth to be spread and for women to really just begin to rise up, or even if you're a man listening to this, to the truth. My whole goal here is to challenge the way that you think to change the way that you live. With that being said, let's go ahead and get right into today's topic of dealing with disappointment. If you know me or you've been here for any length of time, I love to ask questions. And disappointment can look different for everybody. And I fully believe in disempowering disappointment, meaning not giving it all this time or not meditating on it, but really disempowering what it means to you. Let me start with a few questions. If you're facing disappointment or have, or in the future, some things I want you to consider. Am I disappointed in myself, or am I disappointed in the situation? That's number one. That's the first question I want you to ask yourself. Oftentimes when things don't go our way, the things that we thought were going to go but didn't happen, when we get feedback from somebody that kind of hurts a little bit because maybe you put so much time into this and into your work and you just didn't get a response that you thought, disappointment's going to happen. And I think we need to identify first, am I disappointed in myself? Am I taking this personally? Am I making it about who I am, what I'm worth, what I'm capable of? Or am I just upset with the situation in general? And I think identifying that will really help. Maybe it's both, maybe it's not, but understanding even why you're disappointed in the first place or why it upset you so much can actually help us to begin to heal. The next question is, why am I disappointed? First, you're identifying, am I disappointed in myself or the situation? And then number two is, why am I disappointed? Why are you feeling the disappointment? Why do you feel like somebody's attacking you with their words or their feedback? Why are you taking it so personally? Again, understanding the disappointment can help us look at it very subjectively or without a ton of emotions or making it become our identity. The third question I want you to ask yourself is, what does it mean about me? So what does it mean about you and the situation? Whatever happened, this disappointment that happened, what does it mean about you, or what does it mean about the situation? And I think the key thing is to identify that you are not the disappointment. Oftentimes when disappointment comes, again, feedback from work, or somebody said something to you, or you have a hard conversation with your friends or a family member, or your kids and things just didn't go the way that you thought, it's really easy for us to go, well, I'm just a disappointment. I didn't do all the things right. I'm not being a good person. I'm not being a good mom, wife, you know, whatever it is, friend. And one of my friends recently said this to me, and I was facing disappointment. And for those of you that do not know that are listening, I have been in the process of finding an agent for my fourth book. I have three books that I self-published and looking for an agent for my fourth book. And I was dealing with some disappointment from some feedback that an agent had given me. And my dear sweet friend had voxed me back and she goes, be sure to take care of the wound, but don't lick it. And I just started laughing because I thought it was perfect. What do we do when we take care of a wound? Let's think about this. When we get a scratch, we don't typically just let it bleed, right? We will get a Band-Aid, we'll put some Neosporin on it, we'll put the Band-Aid, and we know that our body is going to take care of it. If we don't, what happens to the wound? It can turn into more infection, it can turn into something else, it can spread, whatever it is. It's very apparent when we don't take care of a wound, what will happen. But I loved her example, but don't lick it. When we think of animals, when an animal gets surgery or, you know, we just got a new cat last year. He's a year old at the time of this recording. We already have two cats, so that makes three. And our other cats are over 10 years old. But when he got neutered, what did he want to do with his wound? He wanted to lick it. And he wanted to take care of it. Really, it's this idea that we can feel the disappointment, but basically let's not meditate on it. Let's not lick it. Because when an animal licks a wound, because we're told not to, they get a cone, they get all these things. Because when an animal continues to lick their wound, what happens? Typically, infection comes, or you know, they have to go back for surgery because it's not healing correctly, or they have to go on antibiotics. This really relates to us. When we continue to lick the wound and give power to disappointment, we continue to set ourselves up for this disappointment to bleed into other areas of our life. Now I'm going to ask you five more questions. This episode might need a couple listens to. That's even a word, listens to. You might need to listen to it a couple of times, pen, paper, take some notes. If you're walking, running, just meditate on it. Because I want us to kind of disempower this disappointment. Okay, we're going to address the wound. We're going to take care of it. We're going to put a Band-Aid on it and it's going to heal. Because we're going to continue to make sure it's healing. Versus we're not going to lick our wound. We're not going to lick it to where it becomes bigger than it needs to be, bigger and it begins to spread and cause more dysfunction. We're going to disempower disappointment. Number one, was there an opportunity to learn? Let's talk about disappointment. I mean, when something happens and doesn't go our way, there is a huge opportunity for us to learn in that moment. That's your first thing. When disappointment comes now, because you've already identified in the first three questions about, am I disappointed in myself or the situation? Why am I disappointed? And what does it mean? Now we're going into after maybe this disappointment happens, before you begin to try to meditate and lick the wound, now we're asking, was there an opportunity to learn? Because now we're beginning to look at it as growth and not as a part of our identity. Number two, is there a way I can grow from this? Did somebody say something? What opportunity do I have to learn? How can I grow from this? You know, these two questions really go together, but what am I learning and how am I growing? You know, what did they tell you? Was it feedback from work that you might not fully agree with, but you know that you can take something from that? Then you could say, well, how am I growing? I didn't respond. I didn't react. I didn't take it personally. I was upset, but I didn't let it become who I am. Two different questions with very same similar context. Number three, what could I do differently next time to maybe prevent the disappointment or prepare myself better for what could come my way? You know, for example, for me, when it comes to the agent, I can just know what the field is looking for, honor what they're looking for, honor the different agents and what the different agents, you know, recommend, and also know that every agent is different and they're going to have their own personal view of what it looks like to be a good author or to write a specific way. And that's important. What could I do differently next time? How can I prepare myself? How can I heal this disappointment, this wound, so that next time when something comes very similar to this or different even, I can handle it better? Number four, how does this help me? Does this disappointment that you've encountered, does it help you? And then how does it help you? And you're like, well, maybe you're thinking these questions like, did this disappointment, I'm so upset and, you know, there's no way I can learn from this or grow from this or anything like that. Maybe you're so caught up in the emotion and the feeling, but I can guarantee you there is something to learn. There is something to grow from this. I can guarantee you could probably do something differently next time. Maybe the words that you said, you could refrain from the words that you said. You can speak different words. And number four, how does this help you? I'm sure that this is preparing you for something else. We can only grow and get stronger when we encounter opposition, when we encounter the tension, when we encounter something that doesn't go our way. That then gives us the opportunity for our soul to respond, for our soul to grow, for our soul to mature in Christ. Number five, does it even hurt me? Meaning, does my life stay merely the same or has it hurt me? Oftentimes, if I can give you another example of my fitness business, is I help train and equip other team members on my team. I have partnered with Beachbody for 10 years and I help other people on my team, other coaches, run businesses. And it's really easy when you're learning and you're growing how to build, how to have a gospel-centered foundation and to build a business online. And you often will deal with no's, disappointment, and I'll ask them, well, did that no or did this disappointment really hurt you? Or did you merely just stay the same? Because often when we get a disappointment or a no or feedback, we somehow internalize that as it's hurt us in some way or we've lost something. But if we really look at it and ask ourselves these questions, you might come to realize that, well, your life has merely stayed the same. You just had this encounter that you get to learn from, grow from, and maybe it's helped you. I'm going to read those five questions really quickly again. Was there an opportunity to learn? Is there a way that you can grow from this? What could I do differently next time? How does this help you? Does it even hurt you? Or have things merely stayed the same? I want to remind you that running on mission is not about being easy. Being a part of God's will doesn't come smoothly. It doesn't come smoothly. It doesn't come easy. And reading scripture is clear on that. Sometimes I think, well, why do we expect it to be easy? Because God, he's so good. We know his nature. We know he's for justice. He's mercy. He's full of grace. He's kindness. He's love. And we have these expectations that when we're growing our relationship with Christ, that it's going to be easy because of who he is. And as a believer, we should get this extra bonus. And being a believer, we shouldn't have all of these extra trials and tribulations. Well, we are never promised an easy way. Easy doesn't mature us. Easy doesn't grow us. Isaiah 40:31, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. 1 Peter 5:6-8, humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Psalm 119:116. Sustain me, my God, according to your promise, and I will live. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. These few scriptures are just reminding us to wait on the Lord. All throughout Psalms, it talks about the Lord being our refuge, his word being our shield, him being our truth. It's him being our shelter, him being our dwelling place. Many times in Psalms, it talks about waiting on the Lord in the midst of battle, waiting for the Lord to take care of his enemy, their enemies. they'll even ask, like, Lord, where are you? Why are you taking so long? But there's this steadfast patience that comes with waiting on the Lord. And when it comes with disappointment and it not happening the way that we think it should, we just know, okay, I can learn from this, I can grow from this, and I'm going to continue to wait on the Lord, because that is what's going to renew my strength. That is what's going to grow me. That is what's going to mature me. All of this goes together. The only thing that can define you, the only person that can define you, is God. Jesus became the Word, and now the Word is in us. Through the Helper, the Holy Spirit, disappointment is going to come. It sucks. You know, I get it. But let's hold on to the steadfast hope, because he who promised is faithful. And if you go through these exercises and these questions, you can begin to look at it again, not tying this into your identity, but just understanding the disappointment in itself, so that you don't continue to lick your wound. If you need help in any area, whether it's renewing your mind or speaking life over your body or really focusing on scripture, be sure to pick up my body prayer printable, 25 scriptures and prayers just for you, so that you can begin to renew your mind throughout the day. You can print them up and put them in a binder, put them, you know, in your Bible, wherever it is that you just need to remember and be encouraged in your walk with God. And I'll be sure to include that in the show notes below. And don't forget to come hang out with me over on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle.